Blog Talk Radio.
Real bad boy, call me a pistol. I spit raw shit, just not fiction. Straight from the Momo.
Make you sweat. Fat man. Fat city. What?
So we're going to clear the air. We're going to jump into this straight off the bat. Just recently that I learned that DJ So Hyphy is creating a unsignedhypeworld.com site. More power to him. Much congratulations and everything like that. But now he's created a unsigned hype world. An unsigned hype Facebook page. Look here, check this out. I don't know what made him come up with this idea or anything like that. I don't have shit to do with that motherfucker. And I've talked to that motherfucker, and I thought we came to an agreement. Other than that, it doesn't sound like we've come to an agreement because it sounds like he's doing whatever the fuck he wants to when he created this unsigned hype page, okay? So to all my real artists, we've been rolling together, we've been networking and fellowshipping. This motherfucker is trying to sell a package I'm not trying to sell a package to you guys. I'm not trying to sell bullshit to you guys. And I'm not trying to put down his shit either. But it's getting to where it's a respect factor. Give respect where respect is due. I don't know what the fuck he's trying to do. It's none of my business. But all I'm saying is that he's approaching certain artists. And when you asked him, does he know me? He takes the low route to tell y'all, no, he doesn't know me. And yes, he does know me. We've met over the phone. We've talked about this shit. I thought the shit was squashed. But when you come here, you create a Facebook page and this, that, and the other, maybe I could be overreacting. But he ain't sure, and he damn sure ain't trying to communicate with me to find out if I am overreacting. So, as far as I'm putting it out there, it's whatever the fuck it is going to be. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do this shit because I've been doing this motherfucking shit. You know what I'm saying? Unsigned Hype. You talking to Mr. Motherfucking Unsigned Hype. This is how I get down. Y'all already know. If you don't know, now the fuck you do know. You know what I'm saying? But I understand this. People need to stay in their motherfucking lane. And that's real shit. You know what I'm saying? It's getting to be a disrespectful thing. And it's, I'm not trying to disrespect nobody, but I'm tired of being disrespected. I'm tired of being tested, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that, you know what I mean? And I'm the type of motherfucker, I'll show up at your shit. Trust me, I'm going to go see this nigga, and I'm going to sit down, and I'm going to holler at this nigga. And I'm going to holler at this nigga man to man. I done already told this nigga I'll cut his tongue out. But I ain't even going to go there right now, you know what I'm saying, because Fat Man don't really own some old... Now it's getting to be disrespectful type shit. You know what I'm saying? So other than that, it's all good. But you are listening to the original Unsigned Hype radio show live from motherfucking Las Vegas, Nevada, hosted by your big homie, the motherfucking real nigga, that fat motherfucker, Fat Man Detroit's finest nigga, coming to you. And this is how we motherfucking ball here on Unsigned Hype Radio, nigga, live from Las Vegas, boy. Step your game up. Real shit.
Yeah. Ha-ha. Take a chance, get it in, man. Bag girl. Take a chance off the world, baby girl. Yeah, that's how we ball. That's how we ball. It ain't no limit to this money, girl. I got it. You can spend it all.
But we have a great time, cherish every second that we spend. Clockwise, darkness ain't involved in my life, you my sunshine. Palm trees, dipping the pool, feeling the wind breeze. Sunset, lay in the sand, watching the stars beam. Cold cup leaning, you sipping on martinis, taking off your bikinis. Start to lick up on your titties, watch the sunrise. Loving every moment because you all mine. Dance for a second when I kiss you with closed eyes. Love the way you smell, that Chanel got me crazy. And proud up in public when they ask if you my baby. Your homegirl shady, you know they all hate me. Bad to the fact that they single with babies. Baby, they can take a lesson from my queen bee. Nah, let it ride, put that energy upon.
Take a chance off the world, baby girl. Yeah, that's how we ball, that's how we ball. It ain't no limit to this money, girl. I got it, you can spend it all.
White tips scratching on your toenail. Exotic late trips that we take just to blow cash. R&B nights at the club, so we slow hand. Walks in the park just to talk, girl, you and me. A home playing bones, bumping yaya, sipping Hennessy. You stay smiling, one of the things that keep me focused. Satisfied, knowing that my boo ain't with emotions. Trips across the world, seeing things that we dreamed of. Buying out the store, showing foreigners what the cream does. Money makes the world go round, but we ain't stressing. Just loving and living life and counting all our blessings. Keep it solid. Make sure our love never hardened. Be the berry to your wife. Keep you in my secret garden. Where the sun just shines, then we both just fine. And the clouds form hearts that read you all mine.
Take a trip off the world, baby girl. Yeah, that's how we ball. That's how we ball. It ain't no limit to this money, girl. I got it. You can spend it all. Can spend it all. Just say you're loving me, never. call me boss, they call me boss. It ain't no limit to this money, girl, I got it, you can spend it all, can spend it all. They say you're loving me, never leaving me, girl, you're not at all, no, not at all. That's how we fall, that's how we fall, that's how we fall, that's how we fall. Taking trips across the world, baby girl, that's how we fall, that's how we fall. It ain't no limit to this money, girl, I got it, you can spend it all.
You know what I'm saying? Back in the day where we come from, that was called biting. You know what I'm saying? When a nigga was biting your rhymes and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? That was like being all up in a nigga's ass. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. Big shout out to the nigga. He doing his damn thing and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? But now it's getting the course to be a respect thing. You know what I mean? We over here at Unsigned Hype Radio, we true grinders. We really get out here and grind and work for ours. These niggas out here working. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my nigga Yaya out there working. You know what I'm saying? The new single coming out and everything. You know what I mean? I got my man Montrell Montgomery out there doing his damn thing. I got my man Khalil Brown out there doing his damn thing. These are the motherfuckers that's out here making investments in their own career, you know what I'm saying? But then when you get a motherfucker that want to come through the back door and want to do things and want to sell packages, because this is what this nigga's doing. He's trying to sell unsigned artists packages to do email blasts and all of that shit. Look here, player. That shit played out back when motherfuckers was doing motherfucking seminars back in Vegas back in 2000, nigga, when I first moved here. Motherfucker, get the motherfucking video package. We're going to make sure it gets to all the A&Rs, and we're going to blast it to so many motherfucking this, that, and the other. If you was really real, you would be getting with niggas and show them how to get their game and step their game up to do that shit themselves. But that's all right, though. You're just another one of them niggas me and Demi Dago call a fucking addict. Here's my man Demi Dago straight out of motherfucking SD. You know what I'm saying? Demi Dago, fucking addict, y'all. That's what these motherfuckers is. They addicts.
Beating her back to a box for the dime. Like what the fuck I look like to you, think that I'm dumb. American Express is the making kind of, cause I never leave home without one. Yeah, addicted to sex, addicted to drugs, addicted to bread, I'm eating the crumbs. Before the income, I have only one. Spin this shit like I gotta run.
I'm Eddie, I'm Eddie, Eddie like Eddie, Eddie. I'm Eddie.
That's Fat Man up in here, that's my man Jimmy Dago, and this and the other, that's what I'm saying, he an addict, you know what I'm saying? You got your boy coming to you live and direct, 2:22 p.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, you know what I'm saying? We got a lot of stuff going down December 21st at Eastside Ink Tattoo Shop, you know what I'm saying? 4440 East Tropicana, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89121. I'm doing the big tattoo party, you know what I'm saying, for all my artists. 50% off on all tattoos, you know what I'm saying. I'm about to put this shit and make this shit official. On that day, these motherfuckers is tattooing unsigned hype on my motherfucking back to make this shit official. You got all these motherfucking dick riders out here that think that they real with this shit. If you real with this shit, now I ain't no banger, I ain't no blood, and I ain't no crip. But I'm about to put this shit in blood, motherfucker. I'm about to put this shit in ink on my motherfucking back. That way, when the casket drop, nigga, I'm laying in that motherfucking casket with unsigned hype on my motherfucking back. If you that real, my nigga, then you meet me at the motherfucking tattoo party, and obviously you're going to get the same motherfucking thing tattooed on your back. I'm tired of these motherfuckers coming into the game and not keeping it 600 with all our artists and shit like that there. Niggas want to get artists to perform but don't want to pay motherfuckers. Niggas want to get artists to perform and this, that, and the other, but don't want to show no love and everything like that. And yo, artists, we're bad at it too, because we want niggas to do shit and we won't go out and support their show and support their merchandise and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? And we got to cut that shit out, because we got niggas like this that want to come through the back door and just want to blatantly and boldly in my face take unsigned hype and do what the fuck he want to do and represent it for his way, when you want to take money from the artist. I'm not trying to take money from the artist. We trying to give back. Khalil Brown was one of the first artists that stepped up and gave up free studio time, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? My man Quentin Davenport was another artist that stepped up and wanted to get free beats, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Another artist, my man Camino Wade, stepped up and was like, yo, I'll come over there to motherfucking Khalil's house and do mixing and mastering for free. You know what I'm saying? For the local cat. And here you talking about for the local cat, you trying to get a package out of the motherfucker. Man, look here, nigga. The way we ride together, nigga, it's like motherfucking parties and hard times, nigga. Here's my motherfuckers C-Night, Goldie Loke, my nigga Beefy, some new shit, nigga, on Unsigned Hype Radio, nigga. We about to put this shit down like this, nigga. What's up, nigga? Yeah, that.
Picture me rolling, picture me going down Atlantic. Don't panic, the ones behind me. But I got fucked up with these out of town plate. And I'm from Long Beach with this out of town cake. I got a story to tell. If you don't know Boo Mercadale, you ain't the 20. If you don't know C-Bread, you ain't the 20. And if you don't know C-Night, then allow me to introduce myself. I'm from Big Nuts Records, I produce myself. When you fuck with the Dub Shack, you might as well shoot yourself. Yeah. Nah, I'm just playing, let me do it. That's how I was raised on the Dub in London. Catching them fades, busting my Nick Cannon. You got baby curve night, so fucked up.
What?
Long Beach, forever nigga. Andre Brown, forever nigga.
Ever. city, Long Beach, your mind, we get down to gritty. That's why I done put on the little homie, cause the big homies didn't teach me nothing, it got long. I didn't have to get no tattoos to prove a point. I was only 9 years old when a nigga hit his first joint. The hood is my best friend, yes, and I ain't talking about these fake niggas. The beach got me slumping, ride my swing, trying to get off some dope, cause it wasn't no roads passing around. Oh no, what a lifetime to swallow my pride, and that rest in peace shirt always make a G cry. Where would I be without my fam fam? So I keep my head up, crip walking through this group saying. I talked to Big Cat Man, he said keep on grinding, cuz. So I sent him two high ones and told him real dub up. Yeah.
I've been waiting for this moment all my life.
1972, St. Mary's, 1-9 Lime, 10th and Sherry, Roosevelt to Lincoln, Hughes to Reed, cause I wasn't thinking. I should have been a jackrabbit, but to roll black and gold is a cold-ass habit. Yeah, straight doing too much, waiting on such and such, come through with the hutch. Like Big Tootie Tuck, Big Ruck and the Cup, young trooper quick to shoot, you're not giving a fuck. VIP, P&G, and LNB, got to fight at the pike, this is LBC. Hey, I miss those days, and my niggas gone away from the pen to the grave, yeah. We bringing it back, Dub Shack, Long Beach, putting it back on the map, like that.
Nigga, too school, the Long Beach Insider, with a look that's good from the hood is what I provide ya. Won't deny your stupid ass questions,
nope.
But don't make the answer be my Smith into the Western,
uh-huh.
Cause I can do the teaching and you can do the lessons. Like if my bitch light it up, it's coming in my direction,
right.
I was born in Memorial in 74,
LB.
Got the deals on the good, you from the hood, I'm letting them go,
right.
Put a low and proceed to weed smoke,
oh,
with niggas like Rick Rock, Go Peace and P-Lo.
Our
summertime helped put the city on the map,
LB.
And just for that, my city the other does shack. Independent LBC, we got our own car. We discipline our own a crib yard. Life is ours for the taking and the screwing. If you know the scoop, you know what I've been doing.
I've been banging Long Beach all my life.
Peace,
oh, what's going on? Yo, what's going on? That's what I'm talking about. Then my nigga C-Night, Dub Shack, Goldie, Loki, Beefy, you know what I'm saying? Parties and Hard Times. Y'all get ready to stay tuned for that West Coast Bad Boy shit that we got jumping the fuck off, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? With Papa Dad, my man Mac Drizzy, you know what I mean? My nigga Skane. A lot of people going to be up in the building and up on this mixtape. Big shout out to my nigga Big City Rob, definitely in the building, holding us down, you know what I'm saying, and everything. I think I got my niggas on the phone, you know what I'm saying, from, hold on, my God, I got messages coming in and shit, you know what I'm saying. He said he just talked tonight, you know what I mean, so it's all good, y'all. We on this shit, we on this paper chase shit, West Coast Bad Boys coming soon, you know what I'm saying. But like I say, man, y'all be winning motherfucking dick riders and this, that, and the other. Big shout out to my man Sly Cat. You know what I'm saying? The Recess compilation CD Volume 1 free download is out. Holla at your nigga, you know what I'm saying? Hosted by your boy Fat Man of Unsigned Hype Radio. Y'all know how I get down. Y'all know what I'm saying? I've been putting in work for a long motherfucking time. I'm just waiting, making sure that y'all niggas know who's really real so y'all don't get this shit twisted. You know what I'm saying? That's what they call me, Mr. Unsigned Hype. I don't know who this motherfucker is that I invited on the show. I'm going to be 600 with y'all. I sat down with this man. I got on the phone. I talked to this man. You know what I'm saying? Some man-to-man shit. And, You know, I can understand people got jobs to do and this and the other, man, but you know what I'm saying? He didn't come on me. He didn't. I offered him to be on the show today, and you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he didn't, I don't know, I guess he didn't feel like talking or whatever it is today, you know what I'm saying? So it's all love, you know what I'm saying? We're going to keep on doing the damn thing. You got your boy Fat Man up in here, 2:32 p.m., because like I say, real recognizes real, you know what I'm saying? And we real riders out here. We stick together. We network. Big shout out to my nigga out there, Vic VSP, you know what I'm saying? I just want y'all to know that it's phony motherfuckers out here still trying to exploit the unsigned artists and get that money. This nigga is doing old school motherfucking seminar packages. Y'all remember back when the seminars was coming out, you know what I'm saying? And the nigga was talking about, I'm going to give you an email blast and this, that, and the other. I'm going to put you in the magazine, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to make sure the A&Rs get your music up on the table. I can't promise you no record deal, but I'll put you within the blast and all of that. How long we been told that shit as artists? You know what I'm saying? I let this nigga know, nah, I play my artists on GP. I play my artists because I'm involved with their music. I play my artists because I believe in what that artist is doing. I play my artists because that artist is out there in the street and he grinding and he hungry and he about his. You know what I'm saying? I'm not playing that artist because I'm trying to sell him a showcase package. I'm not playing that artist because I'm trying to sell him a video package. I'm not playing that artist because I'm trying to sell him a promotional package and this, that, and the other. I'm trying to empower my artists so they can do this shit they goddamn self. So you don't have to keep fucking with me and worrying me about your motherfucking career and shit like that there. Each one teach one, motherfucker. I ain't trying to get a motherfucker's money. Like I said, it makes a motherfucker think sometime that, damn, maybe I should be out here trying to get money. Maybe I should be out here trying to do my damn thing. Maybe I should be out here solo dolo and this, that, and the other. It even makes a motherfucker think that he need to be up in the trap house. Big shout out to my nigga Southern 600. This the trap house coming to you live and direct from Unsigned Hype Radio, live from motherfucking Las Vegas with your host, Fat Man. Detroit's finest. Let's get it.
Yeah, yeah. Southern Circle Entertainment. Scorpion Ninja. Come on.
I'm in the trap out hustling, now watch me work my daily. I'm in the trap out hustling, now watch me work my daily. I'm in the trap out hustling, now watch me work my daily. It's the EYBZ, 600, we ready. I'm in the trap out hustling, now watch me work my daily. I'm in the trap out hustling, now watch me work my daily. I'm in the trap out hustling, now watch me work my daily. It's the EYBZ, 600, we ready.
600, we ready, that pedal heavy in that Chevy. Hit that slapstick, it smashed out like Tom Petty.
Down.
I got a few that's rockin' and a couple that ain't ready.
Down.
And if you study long, you study wrong, that's what they tell me. Pick them up and drop them off
right next to Shelby.
Marin County 205, that's all that I can tell thee. Other side, middle fingers,
ain't no talking high.
I keep that fire just so they can know that
lullaby.
I'm in the trap house hustling, now watch me work my jelly. I'm in the trap house hustling, now watch me work my jelly. I'm in the trap house hustling. Now watch me work my daily.
Come on,
it's the EYBZ 600, we ready. I'm in the trap house hustling, now watch me work my daily.
Come on,
I'm in the trap house hustling, now watch me work my daily.
Come on,
I'm in the trap house hustling, now watch me work my daily.
Come on,
it's the EYBZ 600, we ready.
600, we ready.
Yeah.
We working the jelly.
Yeah.
The money is heavy.
Heavy.
We gon' stack it up steady.
Steady.
The ganja is smelly.
Woo.
You a snitch and you tell it.
What?
I don't play that shit, nigga.
Nah.
You a bitch and you jealous. Quit hating already.
Hey.
My patience run worried.
Patience.
I'm awake and I'm at it.
Wait.
For the case, get a cabbage.
Case.
Grab and take in the stash.
Hey.
Grab the skates and the plastic.
Skate.
Make it wavy and rapid.
Wait.
Then we move it in traffic.
I'm in the trap house hustling. Now watch me work my jelly.
Come out.
I'm in the trap house hustling, now watch me work my jelly.
Come out,
I'm in the trap house hustling, now watch me work my jelly.
Come out,
it's the EYBZ 600, we ready.
I'm
in the trap house hustling, now watch me work my jelly.
Come out,
I'm in the trap house hustling, now watch me work my jelly.
jelly.
Come on.
I'm in the trap house hustling. Now watch me work my jelly.
Come on.
Drama.
Yeah.
We ready.
I'm in the trap house and you know we moving by the day.
Work.
Everything for sale from the shirts to the CDs, man.
We
if you wanna smoke, you can smoke what I'm smoking, man. But I got a tax cause I paid a high ticket, man.
Yeah.
And we dropping heat every day in this damn lab. Bitches, Facebook and Twitter circle, we your biggest fan. YBG straight getting money, blowing on that loud. Just another day for the circle in the trap house.
Man, coming to you live and direct, 2:40 p.m. out here, Unsigned Hype Radio. You know what I'm saying? We're doing it real big. That was my man Papa Dad, and I Want to Be. And before that, that was my man's and them, you know what I'm saying? C-Night, Dove Shack, you know what I'm saying? And Goldilocks got a lot of stuff going on with the West Coast Bad Boys album, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to get that popping and jumping off by the beginning of the year, you know what I'm saying? So we just moving and grooving like we're supposed to be doing, you know what I'm saying? The next Unsigned Hype mixtape will be dropping December 20th on my birthday, you know what I'm saying? And we getting it in, you know what I'm saying? It's going to have a host of people on there, you know what I'm saying, like we've been doing, you know what I mean? Big shout-out to everybody that's been coming through on the Monday nights, on the Luna Lounge nights. Every Monday at the Luna Lounge, you know what I'm saying? Holler at my man Eddie Fuse about what's going on. This Monday is going to be a pre-birthday party for your boy, Fat Man, Detroit's Finest. So y'all come on out and kick it with me. You know, I'm going to be performing live along with Past Stuff and a couple of other Dilly Boy and a couple of other people, is definitely going to be in the building, you know what I'm saying? And on the 21st of December, we're doing it real big at the Eastside Ink Tattoo Shop, you know what I'm saying? 4440 East Tropicana, Las Vegas, Nevada, you know what I'm saying? 89121, you know what I'm saying? Phone number 702-690-6624. They do airbrushing, body jewelry, and tattoo supplies, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you hit my man up, Jose, or make sure you hit my man up, Crazy Bob, you know what I'm saying? And tell him that the boy Fat Man sent you from Unsigned Hype Radio. You know what I'm saying? And they'll give you that 50% discount on that tattoo all the way up to January 1st, the first of the year. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, December 21st, y'all, it's going down. The tattoo party, you know what I'm saying, with your boy Fat Man, Unsigned Hype Radio. We'll be doing the live remote. We'll be definitely getting it in. You know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure that y'all log in, y'all call in and log on and this and the other, and, or even come on out and get you a tattoo, you know what I'm saying? It's the new year, let's bring the new year in right, get you a tattoo, you know what I'm saying? Right now, we about to go to the phone lines. I got my man, let's see, I got 702-5955, we're going to see who this is. Yo, what's up,
nigga?
Got Unsigned Hype Radio, who is this?
What's up, Uncle, what's Papa Dad?
Yo, what's going on, player?
Man, I'm loving the show. Every time I hear you, I be ready to jump on so bad because you be getting all the shit I want to say. But I just want to let everybody know that the West Coast Bad Boy album is in effect. I just talked to Yaya, he with it. I just talked to Johnny Boy, he with it. Talked to Skane, he with it. Talked to C Knight, they definitely with it. So this album is going to be fat. We looking for a cover now. So Fat Man Fight is a fat ass cover.
That's what it is. That's what it is. We working right now to get the CD cover and everything. And I've been putting it out there for some new tracks and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if y'all interested in getting on this West Coast Bad Boys mixtape, this is going to be one of the biggest mixtapes coming out of Las Vegas right now. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you hit up my man Papa Dad. You know what I'm saying? And tell him to you want to be considered as a one of the featured artists on the mixtape, you know what I'm saying? Right now we are just basically definitely trying to cover all of our locals because that's one thing that we are pushing right now is that we're trying to make sure that all our locals is covered before we, you know, venture outside and everything like that because we see right now that we got people out here that's not really trying to cover our locals. They're really trying to take advantage of our locals and everything. And this is one thing that me and Khalil talk about, and that's about the unity in our community, our unsigned artist community, and working together, you know what I'm saying? But it's just some of you knuckleheads just don't get it. So we just gonna have to show them how to do it and everything and how to put it together and stuff like that there, you know what I'm saying? And I just spoke with Montrell Montgomery, and I'm finding out he's aboard as far as doing our artwork and graphics and everything like that. So, you know, if you didn't come aboard back when we were all trying to recruit, and I remember Khalil making some posts about people coming aboard doing graphics and this, that, and the other, and we never did get a response. So it's, you know, it's like fuck you very much. We moving on without you. You know what I'm saying?
Man, you keep
it
low.
It is what the fuck it is, man.
Yo, before I get off, you know, Killer Country, shout out to Killer Country. He wanted to jump on.
Yeah. Okay,
no, he jumped.
Okay.
No, Biggie the Butt. Like you said, Fat Man, we trying to get all our locals right now. So we got so many people that's out of Las Vegas that want to jump on this West Coast Bad Boy album. It's crazy. And you guys out there, man, stop all that jealousy and envy that you got inside your heart and your belly. Pass that shit on, man. Man up, and let's get together. You can do so much when you work together. Vegas is too motherfucking
right.
Small for us to be fighting with each other. It's too small. You know what I'm saying? We can turn Vegas into how the Bay did it, how Mac Dre did it, how Bun B and Pimp C did it in the H-Town. Vegas already on the map for entertainment. It is not on the map for rap. Because niggas don't know how to really put it out there.
Exactly.
Stop.
Exactly.
And you niggas better stop stealing that unsigned hype shit, nigga. We the only ones, nigga.
That's right. That's right. It's like as hard as we've been working and this, that, and the other. Now you niggas want to come up with unsigned hype logos and unsignedhypeworld.com. It's all good, man. Just make sure that when you step into these waters, you know exactly what waters you stepping into. You know what I'm saying? And everything, because we play for keeps right here. We play for keeps out here. We not half-stepping, you know what I'm saying? We going all in. We going all in with ours, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. So, listen, y'all, we about to keep it pushing and everything. And we going to get it to my man, if I'm not mistaken, Deion Cage. Is that my nigga Mac Drizzy? I don't know if that's Mac Drizzy That's Mac Drizzy Okay, all right. Well, we about to get it to my man Deion Cage, a.k.a. Mac Drizzy right now. We about to get into this turn-up mix right here on Unsigned Hype Radio. You got your boy Fat Man Khalil Brown coming to you live and direct, y'all. Y'all get ready for the West Coast Bad Boys. It's going down, hook or crook. You can be a part of this shit. You can either ride or get rolled the fuck over. But we're going to do this shit anyway, and we're going to do this shit, and we're going to unify. All you punk motherfuckers just trying to dick ride and this, that, and the other. Want to ride on a name, nigga? Since you want to ride and you want to chase me, I'm going to give you something. I'm going to give you something to chase about. You just stay behind me because real niggas in jail, hold on to my belt loop, nigga, because you rolling with me now.
Where the weed at, burn up? Don't it burn up? I'm in Conus with my next year. Fuck that bitch and a nigga, don't concern up. I'm from the west, nigga, turn up. Where the weed at, burn up? Don't it burn up? I'm in Conus with my next year. Fuck that bitch and a nigga, don't concern up. I'm from the west and my nigga stay turned up. Riding around in a scraper, tongue full of burn up. I had your whole block yellow taped up. Hear that bitch out, whole neighborhood wake up. Ask it, who is it, and who the fuck did it? That nigga in the cut whistling, Corey B with it. Mention ass bitches screaming, Corey B did it. On the highway smashing like Bennett, I ain't in it. Mind of a minute, I'm something like a maniac. Tasmanian devil, waiting to get my brain back. Burry in the front, a whole lot of cane in the back. Burn a steak cock in the cops, I ain't worried about that. Need to stay high for me, knocking them haters off the nut. With the black map, hit corners in the nut. Ready to cock your ass. Go to your block and bang, cause you lame, but so what?
Yeah, I'm from the west, nigga, turn up, turn up. Where the weed at, burn up, don't it burn up. I'm in Conus with my next year. Fuck that bitch and a nigga, don't concern up. Yeah, I'm from the west, nigga, turn up, nigga, turn up. Where the weed at, burn up, don't it burn up. I'm in Conus with my next year. Fuck that bitch and a nigga, don't concern up.
The turf made me, birth born in the age. Authentic real niggas, yeah, the homies raised me. Give a fuck about you and what your homies saying. This the gang, I'm a gangbanging. Turned up like a sound banging. Burnt out, that should be brainless. I'm on the edge like a cliffhanger. It's a trigger banger. I need your brain. It's a baby has to keep the stays equipped with a stainless. Left pocket out the blue, I'm an operator. Out the banking, yeah, West native. Black war, royal blue lace. Tell me where I'm talking gold lace. With your hoes, they just fuck face. I get predictions, give me big face. Straight pimpin' money, Mike, ain't it? About money, I just go ain't it? Fly guy in the freight of land. Up high in the sky, 9-11, yeah.
I'm from the west, nigga, turn up, nigga, turn up. Where the weed at, burn up, don't it burn up. I'm in Conus with my next, yeah. Fuck that bitch and a nigga, don't concern up.
Yeah,
I'm from the west, nigga, turn up, nigga, turn up. Where the weed at, burn up, don't it burn up. I'm in Conus with my next, yeah. Fuck that bitch and a nigga, don't concern up.
West Coast bitch, Bob Marley smoking, doing like a hippie, no choking.
Choking.
Old school, complete with motion, gangbanging potion. Wild Wild West, with the draw from the holster. Sitting in the kid, contested kid. Ass rolled off, fully loaded my clip. Dodging in a lake in a suit, I represent. And I stay fucking for them dead presidents. We turned up Mexican, then what we did for the Mexican. West Coast shit, Chuck, no Tim. Bomb cushion, no stem, highway up for the rim. Way up the street like that's how we live. From the city of angels to the city of sin. No matter where you from, turn up and let's get it in. Accepting no losses, just win.
Yeah. I'm from the west, nigga, turn up, nigga, turn up. Where the weed at, burn up, don't it burn up. I'm in Conus with my next, yeah. Fuck that bitch and a nigga, don't concern up.
Yeah,
I'm from the west, nigga, turn up, nigga, turn up.
What's going on? You got your boy Fat Man up here. Shit, nigga, Fat Man been over here getting burnt up. Big shout out to my man Crazy Bob out there, one of my new sponsors, of course, Drama Records out there, you know what I'm saying? Mad Dog Entertainment, you know what I'm saying? But my man Crazy Bob, we get ready to do the East Side Inc., you know what I'm saying? East Side Inc. tour and tattoo party, y'all, December 21st, you know what I'm saying? 4440 East Tropicana, you know what I'm saying, for your boy's birthday, your boy Fat Man, yours truly, we doing it real big, you know what I mean? So y'all make sure y'all contact them at 702-690-6624. That's 702-690-6624. They doing airbrushing, body jewelry, and tattoo supplies, y'all. That's my man, Crazy Bob, you know what I'm saying? You know, you can get in him the same thing, you know, at 4440 East Tropicana. Hit him up at 690-6624, area code 702. We got another caller coming in here, the 310 area code 4790, and this and the other. What's going on? You got your boy Fat Man up in here, unsigned hype. Who is this?
Fat Man, what up? You know what it is, man. Lil Mon 3, FMG, the real freeway boys in the building. Mr. Westside 110 himself, y'all. What's happening?
Oh, shit. That just hit the motherfucking fan right now. This my motherfucking nigga right here, the nigga FMG, nigga, been putting it down. If y'all don't know, it's been all over motherfucking Facebook and this, that, and the other, my nigga. This nigga been getting it in and everything like that, man. In case they really just don't know who you is, I'm going to shut the fuck up and let you introduce yourself all over again so these niggas will know what the fuck is really popping.
Yeah, man. Lil Mont 3, Montrell.Montgomery on Facebook, President, CEO, Freeway Music Group, the real Rick Ross nephew, the real Rick Ross protege. Freeway boys, that's all I know.
What the fuck is going on, my nigga?
Man, grinding, man. I see you got a situation like we dealing with. You got some, I call them William Roberts ass niggas. You know what I'm saying? niggas taking niggas names and shit and trying to run
man,
with it and
listen.
Make it they own. These old, that's what we gonna call them from now on, William Roberts ass niggas. But y'all don't know that nigga Rose. You know what I'm saying? His birth name is William Roberts. So niggas take something from you that belong to you, just call that nigga a William Roberts ass nigga.
Exactly, my nigga. Because these niggas really don't know what's really real, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my nigga out there, Khalil Brown and shit, man. You know, that nigga been banging FMG nigga, for the longest, and, you know, don't get me wrong, man. Niggas been giving us flack and shit and getting him flack about, oh, man, y'all ain't really fucking with the real Rick Ross, and that nigga really ain't real and this, that, and the other. Well, I got the nigga's nephew on the phone, man. Man, really let these niggas know, man, what's really about to go down, man, for 2014, because I don't really think they understand what the fuck is going on.
Oh, man, the book dropping, you know what I'm saying, the untold story of the real Rick Ross, you know what I'm saying, my uncle book dropping in February, the documentary dropping in the spring, Cracking the System, we shooting a movie, my uncle's biopic starring Nick Cannon, we'll be shooting that probably in like summer next year, it's dropping. Who said y'all wasn't fucking with the real, man? Them niggas is crazy, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
we the real ones, my nigga. We paved the way, you know what I'm saying? Between me and my uncle alone, we got over 30 years in the federal prison. You know what I'm saying? We done this shit for real. This shit these niggas out here rapping and yapping about, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's the shit we really done out here. You know what I'm saying? We paved the way. You know what I'm saying? Some of this shit y'all listening to wouldn't even been heard of if it wasn't for the shit we was doing out here on the streets. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put
it
out there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Y'all would have never
right.
heard of the world's most dangerous crew, NWA, if it wasn't for us. You know what I'm saying? Y'all would have never
right.
known who the fuck Anita Baker was if it wasn't for us. You know what I'm saying? Y'all would have never known who Shaka Khan was if it wasn't for us. Y'all would have never heard of the Alcoholics if it wasn't for us. You know what I'm saying? We responsible for all that shit.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
I'm saying?
Well,
we funded companies. We funded record labels. We funded companies in the 80s. You know what I'm saying? We funded the company that put out Anita Baker and Shaka Khan. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to my big homie, Eazy-E, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I walked the streets with him as a teenager. You know what I'm saying? That's my nigga. Grew up grew up with him and on him, on the music side, knowing personally, you know what I'm saying, right-hand man with my Uncle Rick, you know what I'm saying, NWA, you know what I'm saying, I got it tattooed on me, so, you know what I'm saying, I fuck with the real.
See what I'm saying? And see, and that's what I've been trying to tell a lot of these DJs and these promoters and this, that, and the other. Nigga, watch who you run off at the mouth and watch who you name drop, because you don't know who I could be fucking with. You don't know who Montreal could be fucking with that could go, yo, nigga, all I got to do is make a phone call, nigga. We can clear this up, nigga, in the next 60 seconds, nigga. And if it ain't real, nigga, I'm biting that ass, you know what I'm saying, and everything. Man, explain to these niggas how important it is to keep shit in-house, to keep shit in-house so you can keep shit in order. There's a thing called order in this shit. Can you explain that to these niggas?
Yeah, man, and you know, in any business, you know what I'm saying, it got to have structure, you know what I'm saying? Just like the United States, you know what I'm saying, they got a president, you know what I'm saying? That's the motherfucker who make the final calls, you know what I'm saying? And all labels and all companies, you know what I'm saying, got a president. It got an order. It got a structure. You know what I'm saying? You can't go to Universal Records and tell them when you dropping something or how you want something done. How you go tell the motherfucker who put in all the work, you know what I'm saying, on what you going to do at his company? It don't work like that. You know what I'm saying? You got to have it's protocol to this shit. You know what I'm saying? And independent artists, I believe right now what I'm seeing a lot of, and I like to see it corrected, is, you know what I'm saying, independent artists out there, if y'all listening, man, please listen. Get you a single, man, and grind that motherfucker to death. You know what I'm saying? Quit jumping from song to song and from here to there. I know every time you go in the studio, you think that next song you just recorded is the one. And, you know, if you look at TV and radio, you got program directors, you know what I'm saying? You got to program the people to love your music. You know what I'm saying? You can't abandon your music. You abandon that shit too fast. You get 8,000-9,000 downloads and you think you made it. You know what I'm saying? It's 8,000-9,000 motherfuckers stay on my block. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I'm out here in LA, it's 5 million motherfuckers. In the state of California, it's 39 million motherfuckers. Don't come to me telling me you happy with 15,000 downloads, and it's 39 million motherfuckers in California. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Platinum right here. Only thing you got to do is you just got to get out here and grind, man. You got to grind. You got to get
okay.
that single. You know what I'm saying? You got to push that motherfucker down everybody's throat. Print that motherfucker out. If you got to go door to door. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And if you get, you know what I'm saying, if you get, you touch a million motherfuckers, you might get 900,000 no's. But you go get you 100,000 yeses, just go take it. And if you pushing that single, you know what I'm saying, $1.29 all day, every day, you go get your bread. You know what I'm saying? You go
right.
get your money. You got to push it. You got the internet right now where you can touch so many people all over the country, all over the world so fast, man. Dudes, if you go be independent, man, be independent, man. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to learn some of this independent game, man, just get with me. You know what I'm saying? I'll put y'all on so that money can come straight to your account. You know what I'm saying? We ain't doing no middlemans. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The money goes straight to you. You know what I'm saying? You upload it onto your own player. You push your own link. All the money go to your PayPal. You know what I'm saying? All you got to do is get out here and grind your product. You know what I'm saying? And the most important part is, man, don't neglect your music. Quit jumping from video to video and from song to song, man. Just push that song. I'm going to tell you, prime example, my boy Problem. You know what I'm saying? That like what? He been grinding that song for 2 years. You know what I'm saying? Now he getting, what, $40,000, $50,000 a show. But it took him 2 years to break
song.
That record. Off of one song. You know what I'm saying? Because
okay.
he knew he had a diamond. He knew he had the diamond in the rough, and he grinded. Now the whole world is like what? Like what? You know what I'm saying? They on that Problem, that remix to that
right.
masterpiece. He
right.
grinded that song for
right.
2 years.
Right.
You know? And sometimes
right.
it takes that amount of time. But he never gave up on the song. He knew he had something, and he didn't give
so
up
said,
on
it. So you're saying the local artists right now need to step up three games. They internet game, they persistence game, and they patience game.
Yeah, along with your street game. You got to be out here in the streets, man. You know, if you ain't out here in the streets,
now explain
you know
that. Explain that to these jokers, because I get a lot of jokers thinking that, you know, they can do a lot of this shit, you know, from the house and this and the other and all that. Explain how important it is to get out here and get with these peers, get with your other artists and this and the other and network.
Man, you gotta network. You gotta network, man. You gotta be out here in the streets because, you know, every artist want to go in the lab. They want to promote on Facebook, via Twitter, whatever it is that they on. But then you can tell who out here in the streets because, you know, when you promoting in the streets, when you doing them shows local, you know what I'm saying, them people go come out. You can have a fan base on the internet, but the internet not going to tell you where your fans at. So you saying, all right, I'm popping online, but it don't tell you if those people in Vegas or, you know what I'm saying, they in Chicago. Now you go out to do a show, and ain't nobody out there. So you got to hit the streets in the area that you in. Where you doing these shows at? You got to have your community, man. You got to have, if you're not messing with the dudes within your circle and your community, the other artists and all that, man, then, you know, it's not gonna happen. These little shows that y'all running up in and it's 200 and 300, if all 10 of them artists that's on that venue is hitting the streets and y'all do it right, it's going to be, you know what I'm saying, 1,300, 1,400 people up in there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You gotta brand yourself. It's about branding, man. It's about marketing. It's
okay.
about promotion.
Okay.
It's
well,
more than the internet
hold
work.
That.
It's street
hold
work
that.
Too.
Hold that thought, man. We're gonna pay these bills and we're gonna be right back. Yo, you got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada with my man Montrell Montgomery. You know what I'm saying? FMG family, the real Freeway Rick Ross. You know what I'm saying? That's who we out here representing. And he's just breaking the game down to y'all in its and bits and pieces. I'm going to put it to you like this. He's breaking the game down for y'all, and he's stepping on that shit so y'all can multiply it and this, that, and the other, get your paper. I don't know if they know about that, Montrell, but we're going to throw that out there anyway. That's a whole totally different story. You know what I'm saying? That's what real OGs talk about and this, that, and the other. We're going to put my man Montrell on hold. And right now, we're going to go to my nigga Killer Country. You know what I'm saying? With On the Pole here on Unsigned Hype Radio, the original Unsigned Hype Radio. Fuck you, motherfuckers. We don't do this shit.
Yeah. It's Killer Kane, man. It's one of them LNA. Soup City, DVS, P-True Fan collaborations, you heard me? Shit don't get no better than this, my nigga. Let your bitch shake the ass for a buck or two.
I wanna see you get low, flying down the pole. Take it for a nigga, baby girl, let's go. The way you move that ass got a nigga on swole. We can hit the VIP and I'ma give you that dough. I wanna see you get low, flying down the pole. Take it for a nigga, baby girl, let's go. The way you move that ass got a nigga on swole. We can hit the VIP and I'ma give you that dough. Baby girl in the club, she shaking, doing her thing. I told her, damn, you get up over here, let me pull your G-string. I put these dollars all around your little apple bottom. Me from, I wanna take you to the VIP, feeling on every time. My mind's so twisted, I'm sipping on that Patron. Don't know how I got here or how the fuck I'm getting home. I'm gone, I'm blow, I'm stuck, gone, tipsy. Brain can't drain, now my thoughts ain't thinking. Hollin' at the stripper like, lil' mama, what you drinkin'? She said, I want Patron and your Skittles be on yankin'. Pop another bean and a nigga gon' be drinkin'. See his face grinning, I'm gon' need another drinking. Purple in the cup, purple in the blunt. LNA Soup City getting fucked up. Trying to make a thunderstorm in the strip club. Left cheek, right cheek, I'ma throw a I wanna see run. You get low, flying down the pole. Check it for a nigga, baby girl, let's go. The way you move that ass got a nigga on swole. We can hit the VIP and I'ma give you that dough. I wanna see you get low,
hey, baby, you know you can meet me at the bar, right?
Check it for a nigga, baby girl,
yeah.
Let's go.
That's why I'm catching
you,
get my ass,
ones got
at.
A nigga on swole. We can hit the VIP and I'ma give you that dough.
I'm chilling at the bar, me shifty in that crate. I see my nigga CJ, he rollin' that Bombay. Some of that Medicaid shit, you can find it in the bag. Just hit my niggas up and they gon' be right on the way. Now baby, shake that ass some more if you wanna get paid. I got a couple dollars I can throw up on stage. Your ass so fat, it should be on the front page of Sports Illustrated or maybe even the King magazine. The way you move your body, I be on freeze. Looking so exotic, a Russian from overseas. She's flying down that pussy, pussy poppin' like a freak. She got a nigga sittin' in the club throwin' feet.
fighting, but I ain't in it to win it. She got a drop of feet, no hesitation needed, baby, and I got cheap. You rolling with a killer, everything gon' meet. And don't forget it, love mine.
I wanna see you getting low, flying down the floor. Check it for a nigga, baby girl, let's go. The way you move that ass got a nigga on swole. We get hit the VIP and I'ma give you that dough. I wanna see you getting low.
Hey baby, so you gonna tell me as we cut the night? You gotta let me know what's going on, you know what I'm saying? I got some other shit to do, just like you be.
I wanna know, do you want it? I'm trying to come and murder that Gucci, but you be steadily acting funny like a virgin or something. But when I seen you at the club, you was all up on the thug. Now you playing hella bougie like a nigga scrub. No show no love? Well, I'ma take 2001 and show another bad bitch how it rain by us. Don't get it twisted, girl, your body is simplistic but exquisite. Just keep doing the moves and they just gon' keep on with tipping. If you ain't tripping, then baby girl, let's go get it. I'm on my way to VIP, and yes, I got the golden ticket. I'm in it to win it, you ready for this same mission? Then pull the pedal to the side and
I
let
wanna
it get
you get low, flying down the pole. Take it for a nigga, baby girl, let's go. The way you move that ass got a nigga on swole. We can hit the VIP, and I'ma be your that dough. I wanna see you get low, flying down the pole. Take it for a nigga, baby girl, let's go. The way you move that ass got a nigga on swole. We can hit the VIP, and I'ma be your that dough.
Yeah, you got your boy Fat Man coming up in here. That was my man Killer Country on the pole. Like I said, we've been up in the building representing, you know, FMG. My man Montreal has been in the building, you know what I'm saying, and everything. We doing it real big, you know what I'm saying. You know, if he's still on, can I ask him something? Yeah, without a doubt. We just keeping it pushing and everything. We just trying to turn you artists on to what's really going on. You know, we got 2014 coming up. You know what I'm saying? And everybody need to really step their internet game up and everything and putting your package together and all of that. You got to be able to spend that little extra money on yourself and on your career to keep this flourishing, to keep it pushing. Montel can't do it for you. Fat Man can't do it for you. You know what I'm saying? Not unless you guys are willing to get into these management contract and development contracts. And that takes paperwork, that takes time, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. And everybody's trying to do their thing. It's just a thing that we all can honestly work together and get this popping, you know what I'm saying. Big shout out there to my one of our fans, one of our loyal fans is always listening, Miss Latisha Jackson. She's always out there listening out there in Fort Irwin, California on the military base. We do have a large following. Big shout out to my man Jonesy and my daughter Brittany out there and all the little MCs out there that be listening to us, you know what I'm saying, and getting wanting to get their tracks on. I keep telling them to call in and let's get this stuff popping. We're trying to get this worldwide thing going on and this, that, and the other. Right now, we about to chime back in with my man Montreal and this, that, and the other and everything. Yo, Montreal, you still there?
Yeah, Fat Man, you know I ain't going nowhere, man. I'm right
okay.
here posted up
okay,
like a mailbox.
I feel you. I feel you, my nigga. We go post up like old pimps in the 60s and shit, you know what I'm saying? And everything, you know. But my thing was this. I know I had stopped you and everything, and you was about to go in did you say your daughter Brittany? No, I didn't say my daughter Brittany. I said my sister Brittany and everything and everything. People talking to me on Facebook and stuff like that. But listen, man, you was going into a thing of branding yourself. Now, when you say brand yourself, this I guess this is why and this is why artists wonder, why did he ask me, do I got a logo and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying, and everything, because he's asking for your brand. Go ahead and explain that. That's very important to an unsigned artist. Am I not correct?
You're absolutely right, because, you know, your fan base, that's what they buy into, you know what I'm saying? They buy into the brand, into the person, to the individual, you know what I'm saying? The music, if the music is good, and you marketing and promoting right, and you got a logo, a brand, something that represents something, your brand is a representation mm-hmm. of you and your company, that's what your mm-hmm. fan base actually buy into, you know, mm-hmm. and you know, that's when they support you. When they support you, they support the brand. You know, if you don't have a brand, then you neglecting yourself from income, you know, because everybody, you know what I'm saying? Well, not everybody, but, you know, it's a lot of rappers out there. You know, I'm going to say, for example, you know, I live right here in L.A., and I've been watching YG, you know,
mm-hmm.
for the past 5 or 6 years now, and since he's been with DJ Musk, you know, he started branding himself, YG400. Now, you can mm-hmm. walk down any street in L.A. at any given time, and you go see his fan base with a YG400 T-shirt on, a YG400 hoodie, YG400 beanie on, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because he branded himself as that, you know what I'm saying? His fans are showing they support by supporting his brand. You know what I'm saying? Him as a brand. YG400 is a brand. You know, he's selling a brand, not just music. You know, he letting his fans enter to his inner self, you know what I'm saying, to be a part of his life. He used the internet to show his fans, you know, what happened when they support him. So he give back. He give them that insight, that behind-the-scenes footage so you can know who YG really is. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's how you brand yourself on the internet. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's not throwing nothing in people's face. It's just showing your fan base. It's showing your fans, you know what I'm saying, that side that they don't get to see when you're on the road or when you're okay. in the studio, when you're in video shoots. So that's what he used the internet for, to give back to his fans who might have missed it. They wanted to be there but wasn't able to be there because they bought a YG hoodie, a hat, a T-shirt, or something. That's mm-hmm. he's selling a brand. And, you know, right. I talk to Wendy J a lot, and a lot of people probably don't know who Wendy Day is, but I'm going to explain to you who this lady is. She's actually okay. the lady who founded Eminem. She founded Eminem. She the one who got Young Money, Cash Money, they record deal back in the day.
Okay.
She the business advisor for my boy Tech N9ne at Strange Music, and okay. me and her talk a lot. And she told mm-hmm. me this. She said, "Mine, if you got 1,000 true fans, you know what I'm saying, to support you and your brand," she's like, "there's no way in hell you're supposed to be making like $100,000 a year." So okay. I was like, "Damn, $100,000 a year, 1,000 fans." She was like, "Yeah, you know, you just gotta brand yourself, because if your fans like what you're doing and they support you, you know, each one of them go spend at least $9-$10 a month with you. You know what I'm saying? You multiply right. that times 12 months, that's $108,000 a year. If I got 1,000 true fans that's spending $9 a month with me on a profit margin side, you're talking about $9,000 a month. So about times 12, $108,000 a year off 1,000 fans. You know what I'm saying? That's mm-hmm. just supporting me so I can continue to do the things that I do, so I can get out here and promote artists, push my brand, get back to the community, go out here, talk to the kids all around the country, you know what I'm saying, teach or whatever it is that I'm doing. And that's how you generate income. You know, the music right. nowadays, everybody putting up a mixtape and it's for free. And then they don't know how to turn around and get the income out of this music industry. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And the way you get your income out of this is you gotta create a brand. You know what I'm saying? 50 Cent came right. up with the G-Unit clothing, his brand.
Mm-hmm.
Dude made $50 million 3 years in a row off the clothing.
Right.
Right. He branded himself.
And this is the reason why old boy wondering why I'm threatening his life is because, look, I've been branding this.
Brand.
I've been branding this for over 10 years, player. And now here you come. And all of a sudden, you want to throw some money and get a .com and all of this shit, and this and the other, and it's like he's not understanding the ramifications, the longevity of this. You coming in on the ass end of the communication, on the conversation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't know what's been put in behind this, on the West Coast in Vegas alone. So right. It makes you look at it as, oh, well, I'm just trying to do me. And like I said, trying to do you is not trying to make money off of our local artists by trying to sell them that old, you even know about it because you done been in the game, Montreal. You remember that old, I'm gonna give you 100,000, I'm gonna do 100,000 email blasts and this and the other, and I'm gonna make sure the A&Rs get all your music up on the table.
That's the most bullshit, lame game it is in the industry. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people come in and they make you all these false promises of what they can do, but you know, real motherfuckers go get out here and they go do it with you. You know what I'm saying? They go teach you how to get it done. You know what I'm saying? They gonna let your network be your network. You know what I'm saying? They gonna give you these informations. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, if you gonna help me, you know what I'm saying? You ain't gotta do shit for me. Give me the email list and let me blast it out if you gonna help me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Sell me the email list. Then I can blast this motherfucker out as much as I want to. But don't take my $125 and tell me you gonna do an email blast for me and I'm guessing or hoping that you do it. And then, you know, go buy some fictitious ass motherfucking downloads and all this shit and point that shit at my links and all that shit to make it seem like you done something when those numbers is mostly, you know what I'm saying, fictitious. You $7, you can point a motherfucking get 100,000 downloads. You know what I'm saying? They not real, but it's going to still say that. You know what I'm saying? And he done charge you $125 to do the shit, and the shit costs $7 if you want to go the fake route. You go the fake route, or you can get out here on the streets and start collecting your own emails and building your own list and having direct contact with your own fan base. You don't have to go through a middleman.
And that's what I keep – and this is the reason why I do Unsigned Hype Radio. And I even told him myself, I said, well, my radio show is to cut out motherfuckers like you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because
and that's my network. My network
artists,
as well.
Exactly. You know, it's like I'm showing the artists that they can get out and create that they, themselves. It's basically taking you 69 cents to create that CD at your kitchen table. Now you're going to triple it up on your markup.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't give
a fuck
if you get $2.
If you're getting $1, you know what I'm saying? If this motherfucker costs you 50 cents to print up, if you're getting $1, you know what I'm saying? Who the fuck doubling their money? You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, you know,
exactly.
I come from the streets for real. You know what I'm saying? Where shit, we were selling double ups. We wasn't making double ups though. We wasn't doubling our money. But you know what I'm saying? Shit. So
you know
it don't matter. It don't matter, man. You just got to get out here, man. You got to push your product, man. And the biggest thing, like I teach my artists, man. I you know, people don't know. I work heavy with Spice One, with Edie Aming, with Dub C, Philly Freeway, these dudes is Warren G, Daz and Corrupt. These is all my homeboys, Yuck Mouth, all of them in my phone. I can call any one of them at any time. Paul Wall, these is all my homies. And, you know, I watch these dudes come from nothing. And I'm trying to instill into the independent artists that I support, you know what I'm saying, worldwide, the same morals that I seen these dudes come up on. And my artist is getting a lot of success over here now. Our movement is growing.
Okay.
We're doing it the right way from the,
okay.
the ground up. You know what I'm saying? I manage
okay.
Dr. Dre's son, Curtis Young.
Okay.
I got artists in Canada, Miami,
right.
Florida, you know what I'm saying, all over. Vegas.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? With Papa
right,
Dad.
Right, right,
and,
right. Papa Dad, right.
You know,
Papa
we,
Dad.
Yeah,
and
big shout out to Papa Dad. Yeah, Papa Dad, you know what I'm saying? And we just building, man. We building and we getting it done the right way. You know what I'm saying? What
right.
I understand is success is not going to come overnight, but it's going to come
no.
as long as you keep pushing. And
exactly, if you stay consistent.
This is one of the biggest things I teach my artists. And, you know, hopefully over the next 30, 90 days, they start capitalizing off of it, is,
uh-huh.
you know, it's not about who the dopest artist, you know what I'm saying, who the everybody, oh, I'm too hard to get on this dude's song, and I'm... You know, it's a lot of mainstream artists out there that ain't dope. You know what I'm saying? But they got a fan
right.
base.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And
right.
the way you make money in this game is off your fan base. So my advice to artists is this, man. you see an artist out there doing his thing, and he got a fan base, and he grinding, and you got a fan base that's just as mutual as his, man, you dudes need to collab and bring those numbers right together.
Hold on. Okay. You know? Now, hold on. I'm going to stop you right there. I mentioned this to a local artist one time, and I'm going to see how you feel on this when I give you his response. I mentioned this to a local artist about collaboration and this, that, and the other. I feel locals need to collaborate more, and then that way we get more music done. We can both have a taste of each other's fan base. This motherfucker told me, yeah, I'll collaborate with an artist if he paid me $200. I said, so you think artists should pay each other to get on each other's tracks? He said, yes, by all means. I said, so where does the unity come in at that?
Because he said that because he don't understand business. You know what I'm saying? Artists don't buy records. You know what I'm saying? Fans do. Right?
Right.
So say, for example, me and you, we both artists. I got 2,000 followers. You got 2,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and we brand it right. You got your clothing line, your you know what I'm saying, your market, your brand, your clothing line
mm-hmm.
or whatever. Me and you do a song together. Now,
mm-hmm.
I'm promoting it to my 2,000 fans, you promoting it to your 2,000 fans.
Right.
If I gain 100 or 200 of your fans off of this song that we done together,
mm-hmm.
and 200 of your fans buy one of my t-shirts. By the way,
right.
I do own my own clothing line. I hustled to get
okay.
here. It's available
okay.
on freewaymixtapes.com. You can get it off my Facebook page. I hustled to
okay.
get here. Now, you just exposed me to 2,000 more people, 2,000 possible more customers of my clothing line. Now, I
okay.
sell my shirt for $12.99 a shirt.
Okay.
Now, if I charge you, if I go and try to charge you $200, you know what I'm saying? To do that, for what?
Right.
I got access
to
2,000 fans.
Well, check this out. Check this out. Hold on, man. I got a lot of people, man. I got a lot of stuff coming in, and they feeling what you're saying. Hold on. We're gonna take a couple of calls, Montreal, because I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people that's wanting to talk to you and ask you questions and soak up your wisdom. We got my man Montreal Montgomery, man, up in here representing right now for FMG Family, you know what I'm saying, the real Freeway Rick Ross, you know what I'm saying, and he's telling everybody on stepping your game up on your branding, okay, on your branding, on your internet game, and so he's telling you that it's not hard to do, it's just all about taking the time out and investing in yourself. Hold on, we got a call coming in from air code 702-8428. Let's see who this is. Yo, what's going on? You got the fat man up in here, Unsigned Hype. Who is this?
What's up, bro? It's Tease Mac from IronVegasMusic.com, Camel Home Studios.
What's going on, man? What's going on, Tease Mac? What's going on, man?
Not much,
what's
man.
Up,
checking out y'all show, man. You know, I'm really liking what y'all talking about, you know, with the whole branding and gathering fans and you guys really teaching these independent artists what's going on right now.
Right, exactly, man. We also got my man on the phone, Montrell Montgomery, man, from the Freeway, you know, Rick Ross family and this, that, and the other. Now, Tease, I know you built a site for unsigned artists to network. Tell people about the site that you got.
Oh, yeah, IamVegasMusic.com. It's a social networking site for people in the Las Vegas area or even people coming into the Las Vegas area wanting to check out new artists. You know, everyone's on there from producers to rappers, singers, different musicians. And, you know, it's IamVegasMusic, so we didn't want to limit it to only just producers and artists. We wanted to have all the musicians on there. So we have, some bass players, guitarists, A&Rs, you name it. Anyone that's involved with the music industry in Vegas, you know, we wanted to create a site that bridged the gap, that brought everyone together. So, something like a fusion between a Facebook and a MySpace. So everyone can sign up. It's free. All it takes is your email address. Once you log in, you can create your own profile. You have, you know, upload your own pictures, your music, photos, videos, and it's all part of a live network of people. And it's just a way for people to promote themselves. Because just like Montrell was talking about, you know, you got to hit the internet, you got to hit the streets up, and you got to be able to promote yourself, you got to be able to brand yourself. And a lot of times people think that all they have to do is just, you know, post on the Facebook or post a Twitter message or, you know, put something on Instagram, and they feel like that's the only work that there is. And we wanted to give people a platform to go to in the Vegas area. And just like Fat Man was saying earlier, you know, the misconception out here, or just the you know, people talk about unity out here, or the lack of unity in the Vegas area. No one wants to work with each other. No one knows what each other is doing. So we wanted to nip that in the bud. We wanted to create something that gave some unity to Las Vegas and to help people out, help people know about each other, help people collab with each other. So like I said, we can start giving the fans more quality product.
Right, exactly. Where can they find your site at, T's?
Yeah, you just go to IamVegasMusic.com. You know, you sign up or you go right in there. You don't necessarily have to sign up. You can go look, check out the site, check out different music on there. I post local mixtapes on there, so there's a local mixtape page, over 100 different mixtapes from local artists, independent artists grinding it out. So it's just, you know, creating a platform for people.
Okay. Now, you also, man, you're like, also, what you say?
I said, I like that. That's real big right there. So I know people don't know, man, I'm in the process of moving to Vegas right now. So I'm out there looking for me a house. So I'll be out there in about 45 days or less. So I will be a member on I Am Vegas. What is it, hip-hop or music?
Music, IamVegasMusic.com.
I will be Montrell Montgomery, Freeway Music Group, the real Rick Ross will be members of I Am Vegas Music in the next 30 days.
You know what I'm saying?
Love, man. That's really love. I appreciate that.
You know, and you guys make sure that you link up on Facebook and everything like that, you know what I'm saying, and everything, so you guys can network, because Keys, if nobody know, Keys is also an engineer, audio engineer, and printer over at Camel Hump Studio. So, Tees, tell everybody what you guys doing over there at Camel Hump.
Oh, yeah, Camel Hump is real big right now. You know, we have, you know, we're the indie music caravan. You know, anybody that's serious about their music, they want to come out. They want to, you know, get the quality of their music better. Whether you're a band, you know, you're a rapper, you're a singer. Yeah, if you're a serious artist looking to, you know, record and get some high-quality tracks done, then, you know, you come to us and we can help you out. So inspired artists can come to us. We can get their song recorded. We can hook them up with a producer if needed. I actually produce tracks, so if you want a track from me, you know, you could talk to me. You know, once that music is done, we actually do in-house printing here, printing and duplication, CD duplication. So, because once again, you know, you can't neglect the streets, and you can't neglect people out there when you're out doing your show. So you want to be able to hand people something tangible, hand people something that they'll be proud of. So we do full color printing here, right in the studio, and we'll also help you with the digital distribution. So let's say you wanted to get your music on the iTunes, on the Amazon, Spotify, you know, iTunes Radio, Pandora, all these new digital, these digital platforms, we're able to get your music on there as well. So, you know, the thing with Camel Hub, we just want to make it a one-stop shop for independent artists or just for serious artists doing their thing. You know, we work with, you know, a couple major artists, but mostly independent people just come, people are just looking to spend their own dollars to try to come up.
Okay. And where can they get in touch with you at?
You can check out our website, CamelHumpMusic.com, you know, like, you know, the Camel Hump, you know, CamelHumpMusic.com, or, you know, we're on the Facebook, Camel Hump Music. You can email us, CamelHumpMusic@gmail.com. You know, we have real competitive rates. You know, my vocals start at $35 an hour, so which is, okay, you know, which is nothing to get, to get your stuff sounding
to
right,
get your
to,
shit right,
you know, radio ready.
Exactly, so. Exactly. Well, Tease, you make up, you make sure that you hook up with Montrell, because we're definitely working on the mixtapes and this and the other. That's one thing I'm gonna get Montrell to talk about before we get up out of here. Is the
oh yeah, definitely. Shout out to Montrell. Shout out to the whole, you know, shout out to the Real Freeway Rig movement. You know, shout out to you, Fat Man. Shout out to the Unsigned Hype Radio. And you know, it's about making independence bigger, man. It's about spreading the knowledge. So you know, this is the information age, so everyone should be able to have access to the knowledge and should be able to, you know, to eat off
exactly.
of that knowledge.
We should be able to network. And what's your site again before we get up out of here?
IamVegasMusic.com. That's our networking site for the Vegas area. Or if you're looking to get your music recorded and distributed, you can go to CamelHumpMusic.com.
All right.
CamelHumpMusic.com.
All right, then, Tease, y'all make sure you guys hit each other up. And where can they find you at on Facebook, Tease?
On Facebook, you can check out my personal page, Tease Mac, T-Z-M-A-C. You know, just you can type that in. I'll pop right up. I'm on Twitter, at Tease Mac. You know, Google, you can just Google me, Tease Mac, and I'll pop
and
up.
That's it. There it is. Let's get it in. All right, then, Tease, I'll be in touch, man. Thanks for calling in, man.
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
No problem, man. Go keep this shit 600. We're going to keep this shit rolling, man. We got my man Montrell, you know what I'm saying, up in the building, you know what I'm saying, FMG family. Like I said, this is how we network, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what that other clown is doing and how he networking this, that, and the other. The only reason why I'm going in on this motherfucker is because I invited him on the show, you know what I'm saying, to come in so we can kind of discuss things. I don't know. He may still call in. I'm not sure, but we just go keep this shit pushing. Right now, we got my man coming in all the way from San Diego, if I'm not mistaken. This probably is my man, Big VSP. Who is this? You got your boy, Unsigned Hype.
What's up, Fat Man? It's your boy, Big VSP. How you do?
What's going on? What's going on, Vic?
What's going on, Montrell? How you doing, too?
I'm all right, bro. How you doing?
Chilling, man. I'm over here listening to the show, of course, gathering knowledge. You know, Fat Man's one of my mentors, and I just want to give a big shout-out to him and the Real Unsigned Hype show. Out there doing things, not these clown ass fools trying to perpetrate and bite just off of name and shit. I already told all my artists what was going on, what the deal was, and they stupid if they go to somebody else thinking that it's Fat Man, because, you know, they know who Fat Man is already. So my people are straight out here, Fat Man. You know, they all got the word in the inbox and in the text. If they get that message from that clown, not to even bother. And they smart enough to know, you know, don't be paying people for some stupid shit that we do anyways for free, you know, for them. So, yeah, man, but that's crazy. When you called me yesterday, I was like, what the fuck? But,
man, it's been crazy. But this is the industry that we in, you know what I'm saying? This is the industry that we in, you know what I mean? It's just that we just have to start having respect among each other just as artists, you know, as what we do. And things like that, because like we said, we work hard to brand what the fuck we do and things like that. And for somebody to come down or come around and everything and want to pick up on it and whatever the case may be, it's protocol. It's a way it's a way about doing things. But I know that you were telling me you're booking for some more shows right now. Who are you booking for now?
Oh, man. Well, tomorrow, I got the dope-ass show tomorrow. I got homegirl Gavlin. She's big right now. She's hot. Gavlin's going to be performing for me tomorrow. And I got the whole camp, you know, Demi Dago, Team Turn Up, 498 The Fan from L.A., a bunch of cats opening up for her. I got All From The Eye. Remember him from Inglewood, Westside Connection. Got him on January 26th. I'm done booking that one. You're going to be performing on that one. You and Eddie Fuse are coming from Vegas and performing on that one. And then I'm pretty much in February right now, so I'm trying to get I wanted to hook up with Montrell, see if I can get Curtis Young out here at Diamond Gyms in Chula Vista. So I'll be hitting you up, Montrell, trying to get Curtis. I remember seeing him at the showcase in October where Mad Demi Dago won. Him and Hard Times won the Sony showcase over at Rooftop. I didn't get to chop it up with you, but I was there that night watching, scoping out Curtis Young and stuff, and I was digging his style. You know, I don't care who his daddy is; he's a good lyricist.
So I want to book him on a show. And
We're going to exchange contacts and get it in.
Yeah, definitely. So I'll be in touch with you for that. But yeah, man. So, Fat Man, just keep up the good work, man. You know, everybody sees what you're doing, and just keep it up. And then you got your real supporters here supporting you from San Diego to everywhere. You know, so
right.
Just keep up the good work, brother.
Right. Well, we gonna make sure we get into this, man, because from what I see my man is on the line now. So I'm going to go ahead and get you up the phone and this and the other, put you on hold and everything. So we can go on ahead and clear the air on this, because I'm not going to lie, I'm bitter, you know what I'm saying, and I'm just going to keep it 600. But if I'm not mistaken, right now we have on the air my man DJ So Hypey. Is that who I got on the air?
Yes, DJ So Hype. What up?
Yeah, see, okay, DJ So Hype, excuse me, I'm sorry, but this is the man that that has launched the Unsigned Hype world.com site and this and the other that's doing everything and stuff like right. that, and I know you've been hearing me talk and everything like that, bro. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the respect, and I'm going to sit back and be quiet, and I'm going to let you state your case on what it is that you're doing that's going to make things so different between me and you.
All right. Well, first off, you know, yeah, I'm at Hot 97.5 right now in Las Vegas, if anybody knows about that. And I have some of my people from San Diego. If anybody that don't know, I'm born and raised from Cali. So I have some of my people calling, telling me right now that there was too much crazy talk going on. And I told you I was going to try to call in because I'm at work right now, you know, at my radio station. But I told you, you know, I'm a man of my word, and I try to keep up with that. But pretty much with the whole Unsigned Hype world, .com pretty much is. It's a site pretty much like, you know, I just heard like a little while ago my dude from I Am Vegas called in, was saying like what he's doing. Same thing with like Coast to Coast Mixtapes is doing. Pretty much what a lot of people already do to try to help out unsigned artists is what I'm doing. It's just a name that has so much controversy over it. Now, y'all got to understand, yeah, me and Fat Man, we all friends on Facebook. But until last Monday, until he finally got my attention, I never heard of him. Now, that's not no disrespect. That's not knocking him at all. I fully respect and support what you do. And just like what me and you talked about on the phone, Fat Mac, is just that we've been friends on Facebook for this long, but we haven't even crossed each other's paths at all whatsoever. But that's not good, though. But what Unsigned Hype World is, it is not a radio station. Let's get that clear. It's not a radio show or anything like that at all. There are opportunities on my website to where people submit music and stuff like that, that I'm going to be sending their music out to radio stations, but that's around the world. I'm out here stationed in Las Vegas, but not only am I supporting local artists out here in Vegas, but it's also in Cali and Arizona. It's just everywhere around the world. I got rappers in Germany and stuff. I'm just giving people a breakthrough opportunity to just try to showcase their music and help them out. And yeah, I'm charging and I'm paying, but I mean, that's the thing though. I know a lot of people are tripping about the fees and stuff like that, which is cool. Now let's do some like numbers real quick. If anybody was going to try to go to coasttocoastmixtapes.com or, you know, try to just submit one song right there. Don't get me wrong. I got nothing but love and respect for Coast to Coast. But if you're going to go try to go over there, you submit one song, you're going to probably spend like about $200 to $300-some dollars. That shit's fucking crazy. And there's other sites, too, as well, just for DJs just to download music. Even to submit one song on their sites, it's $350. Now, that's fucking ridiculous for one fucking song. Now, with Unsigned Hype World, you know, you just submit one song just to try to get on a mixtape or something, it's only $25. But pretty much what you're doing, what you're paying it is you're like you're investing. And not all this shit is going in my pocket. You're investing it to yourself. And that's the same thing, just kind of like if anybody was going to go to college, because all this bullshit, all this talk about everybody saying that I'm paying, I'm charging all these niggas for this and that. If it's so wrong for that, then why the fuck are niggas paying for education to go to college? Real talk. Like, let's be serious about the shit. You're investing into your future, into your education. You got to pay thousands and thousands of dollars just to learn some shit that you could probably learn on YouTube or buy your own fucking books at the library or whatever the case may be. It's just true shit. But What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to give artists another breakaway or another gateway for where they could really invest into themselves and try to get even more into the music industry the right way. Because if you're going to try to get into some of these mainstream radio stations, yeah, I mean, I'm going to be real. Like the radio station I work at, we don't play unsigned radio. We don't play unsigned artists at all whatsoever. And, we, you know, everything's all mainstream with Drake and Lady Gaga and all that shit. Is that my choice? No, it's not. It's a job. It's a career. Everybody got to make their bread. But I'm doing something different outside of that. But it's not radio. So y'all got to understand that. Y'all got to accept that shit, whether you like it or not. Now, I'm not trying to jag Fat Man. I just met the dude on Monday. Real talk, first time we talked ever.
Yeah.
Y'all could call me a clown, say I'm a bitch, and dedicate songs to me, all types of shit. Whatever you got to say, that's on y'all. But all I know is nobody hit me up directly to say shit. Now, I'm from Cali. I'm a young kid. I'm only 24, but I've been in this game for 11 years. And where I'm from, where I know you hit that person up directly besides going behind their back talking shit. Now,
right.
With that being said, is that, you know, if shit would have happened in a different way, everything would have been able to work out into another form to where people could support one another. Now, y'all got to understand, I ain't no shark. I'm not trying to take money out of people's pockets. I'm not trying to eat off of this shit. I'm not trying to make a meal ticket. If anybody that knows me and knows about my resume, I ain't from Vegas, but, nigga, I've donated over, like, 15 G's just to the Cancer Foundation. I work with the After School All-Stars that puts on after-school programs for at-risk kids for the past 5 years out here in Las Vegas. You know, I even went to fucking L.A. just to clean up the streets and shit, you know, just to do community service, just for volunteering, just to help out and show love. I've presented so many fucking awards to unsigned artists just to show them love, respect their music and put them out there and all that. That's why I started this website, because I'm tired of seeing other bullshit websites, and I'm not, and like I said, I'm not talking about other, like, you know, websites that are already doing things and you know, it's already doing whatever pedestal they're on and showing love to unsigned artists, whatever the case may be. I mean, there's at least salute to that. But I'm talking about the shit that I've seen. It just, you got to, I mean, nobody can fucking deny. You try to go to any motherfucking radio station, you be trying to beat into these DJs' ears at, like, Kyle 106, and best believe those my people up, and, you know, you try to go to Hot 97 in New York and shit like that. I mean, sometimes you got to pay. You really got to fucking pay just to get your music on the air. You got to slap a dub to a DJ, like, yo, man, play my shit on the radio, man. Can you do this? Show me some love. And them niggas might take your money and walk away with that. Real talk. And, I mean, I'm tired of seeing it, and I'm a motherfucking DJ, and I don't even do that to artists. And I know damn well most of y'all artists is fucking pissed off and heated at seeing that shit. That's why a lot of motherfuckers don't want to go major. They want to do independent because they want to make their own money instead of going through what we will call the fucking man. And best believe I fully understand that. But you can't knock a nigga that's trying to promote and support and trying to show love back to unsigned artists. Because if you understand exactly what the fuck I'm doing with Unsigned Hype World, you will understand exactly why I'm trying to help other artists and try to put them out there. Yeah, there's packages that you got to pay for to get it out there.
Okay.
Just being real. I mean,
okay.
Check
this out. For the people that's just logged, for the people that's just logging in, this is DJ So Hype, Hot 97.5 yeah. DJ, and this, that, and the other. He just launched the website of unsignedhypeworld.com, okay? What we're doing is basically, of course, y'all been hearing controversy, because I know I've been raising a lot of hell about it, and this, that, and the other. I ain't going to lie. So y'all been hearing the controversy about it, and he's here on the show. We're clearing the air because we believe in working together instead of working against each other, and I'm just letting him have the floor, you know what I'm saying, to clear some things up and answer some questions and everything, and I'm getting some questions in right here. And a lot of the artists are asking, they want you to answer the question. They're saying, why use the name Unsigned Hype? Because Fat Man is Mr. Unsigned Hype.
Okay, but, all right, and I'm going to clear that real quick. Now, if Fat Man is Mr. Unsigned Hype, then let's go back into the 90s. What about when Source Awards came up with the name, invented the name Unsigned Hype? They came up with the whole Unsigned Hype concept. Now, you go on the internet right now, type in unsignedhype.com. There's already an unsignedhype.com
right.
out there. There's an Unsigned
right.
Hype tour going on in the West Coast right now that's doing a headliner for Nipsey Hussle. okay, that just had Joe Moses out here in Las Vegas. I ain't nothing to do with that. I just fucking perform and shit, but that's the nigga that's throwing that, that's his shit. He got this thing called Unsigned Hype Tour. Now, there's also another tour going on the East Coast called Unsigned Hype Tour, but that's the East Coast edition. And it was two totally different niggas that might not even know each other. There's so much, and then you type in Google and just go on Unsigned Hype. Just type, go to Google, type Unsigned Hype, and click on images. Look at how many motherfucking mixtapes pop up and just say Unsigned Hype Mixtape Volume 1, Unsigned Hype Mixtape Volume 4, the Unsigned Hype Latino Division. Like, what the fuck? Unsigned Hype is pretty much a name that nobody can fucking break away. Now, when I came up with Unsigned Hype World, that name, bought that name, I own it. Now, you got to get over that shit. I got the LLC for it. I own it. I got all the copyrights. That's my shit. I own Unsigned Hype World. You go to the website, all social medias, that's my shit. Now, if I would have said Unsigned Hype Radio, then nigga, that's jacking. But this is the thing. When I came up with the name Unsigned Hype Radio, I mean Unsigned Hype World, my bad, that I didn't even know anything about Fat Man when I came up with the name. I came up with this whole concept and everything about 2.5 months ago. I just met Fat Man this past Monday when he was doing all the crazy talk on the radio, which is all respect. I completely understand. But when you were doing all the talk and then when you called my people and then finally got my attention, that's when everything came about, and it just kind of became a small world that we friends on Facebook, and you got Unsigned Hype Radio, and I got Unsigned Hype World. I mean, you messaged me about, like, you know, hey, I got this, and I know you got that name. Like, maybe we could do cross-promotions, and maybe we could do some work business with each other.
Right.
And then that's the thing. It's just that for me, I was just like, okay, that's what's up. Like, you know, I mean, when I saw them, if it would have stayed at the Facebook message, shit would have been cool. But y'all got to understand, I did not take that name from Mr. Fat Man. Because you got to understand, Fat Man got his own fans. He got the Fat Man fans. That's perfectly cool. He got the Unsigned Hype fans that support the shit out of Unsigned Hype Radio. I got my DJ So Hype fans, and niggas is fully flooding and supporting the shit out of Unsigned Hype World, but they don't know about me and Fat Man right now. You know what I mean?
Right.
A lot of people might not even know about me calling in right now, because most of the time, I know other these Hollywood-ass niggas won't even probably do shit right now, and they just leave all that negativity in the motherfucking air. But see, I'm not that type of nigga. I don't think I'm higher than anybody else whatsoever worth the shit, but I'm just saying it's just like, you know, I respect the shit what my man is doing for Unsigned Hype Radio.
I respect you calling in. I appreciate you calling in. You know what I'm saying, man? And I do want to be able to sit down and everything and work together. As far as I'm concerned and as far as everybody concerned that's listening right now, we have came to a mutual agreement. He's going to do his unsignedhype.com. I'm going to push Unsigned Hype Radio and this, that, and the other. And I'm pretty sure that there is a way that we can network and cross-promote, because I'm pretty sure your people need music. My people need exposure, et cetera, et cetera. But I do appreciate you coming on and us talking this out. You know what I'm saying, man? Much respect. Like I said, I'm here. If you ever need me.
Hey, like I said, man, they ain't no beef. I ain't got no beef with you and for what you do. Best believe to everybody that supports Fat Man, keep supporting him. If y'all don't support what I do, best believe it's like, on my side, I respect that. That's cool. It might not be for everybody, but, I mean, y'all got to keep all that negativity and all that shit, you know, for the fucking birds and, you know, and all that bitch and killing shit or whatever. Y'all got to leave that shit alone, because just the same way how this all this controversy happened between me and Fat Man, same shit Biggie and Tupac went out in all this.
All
my niggas on the West Coast that understand all that shit, them niggas had a big misunderstanding, and, you know, when all that shit went down between them, and then look what happened to Biggie Pop. Now, anybody that supports Batman, the people that support me, if shit was to happen like that, he'll be fucking stupid because of a fucking name, which I got to understand. Yes, this is a business that we're both running. We're both entrepreneurs.
Exactly.
We're both trying to do something to give back to y'all. Because at the end of the day, me and Fat Man don't have to do what the fuck we have to do. This
fuck
is a
we
choice
do. Yeah.
that we're trying
That's
to show
right.
love. And, boy,
That's
we
right.
both have different ways to how we're doing it. He does radio. I'm running a website. Totally different things. Now, I would be more than happy to send artists to Fat Man, and then whatever niggas pay me or whatever like that, I don't have no problem breaking off fat man with like some bread, but it's all investing. Y'all gotta understand, this ain't no shark game at all. It's investing into y'all to give y'all better shit. Cause some of y'all don't have websites. And best believe, it's like if y'all nigga need that, you know, we'll create one for you, or we will do this. You know, it's that type of shit to invest into yourself. It's just showing love, man. Real talk.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, listen, man. I appreciate you coming on here, man. As far as I'm concerned, everything is done. It's a done deal. We took care of it. We done hashed it out because Tate don't lie. This is one reason why I got it on here, because this archives, I archive all my shows. So everybody can get me on tape to say it to my man DJ So Hypey, man, look here, I wish you all the love and the luck. I support what you do. Everything is good, man. We're going to get together and work together on this, man, and keep this shit going and get this Las Vegas unity popping the way it's supposed to, all right?
Right, most def.
There it is, man. If you need me, holler at me.
Yeah, if anybody, like I said, anybody interested, you know, holler at Fat Man, hit me up, unsignedhypeworld.com. If y'all got more words to say or anything like that, all the social media links is all that on there. That way you can hit me up directly. And that way you can lash out and talk to me in that way every day. Because I'm more than happy to write back and respond to people. So hit me up, unsignedhypeworld.com.
There it is, man. Keep it 600, man. Look here, man, I appreciate you. I know that's what I wanted to do, man. I wanted to get on the phone and talk and hash this out and this, that, and the other. I wanted you guys to hear this and everything. I know my man Montreal is sitting in the back. He's sitting
in the back. I'm posted. Yeah. I respect it though, man. I respect it in a major way, because you know what I'm saying. You know, me and my uncle, we over here going through the same type of situation. A lot similar, but not similar. You know what I'm saying? Here it is, a rapper that took my uncle's whole name. You know what I'm saying? Rick Ross, the boy named William Roberts. You know, he took my uncle's name. He took our lifestyle, our story. You know, and he's selling into the people as he really us, you know what I'm saying? And dude won't even give us the respect, you know what I'm saying?
Respect.
To even do the respect, you know what I'm saying? To jump on the phone like DJ Hype just did, you know what I'm saying?
I
salute him for that, you know what I'm saying? Just for jumping on the
big
air
up,
and clearing
up
the line and saying, man, you know, this is what I'm doing, man, and this is what I'm trying to do. And it's no foul play or interference what you doing, you know. It's a name, and you know, and he really, I heard the sincerity. I know when a nigga bullshit and when a nigga not. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the streets. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I heard it in his voice that, hey man, you know, this is what I'm trying to do with this. I'm not stepping on your toes. You know what I'm saying? We in the same area. You know what I'm saying? Let's see what we can do to resolve the situation instead of turning it into something. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying, I understand where you're coming from as well, and he clearly understood where you're coming from as well, you know what I'm saying, by being upset, because if the shoe was on the other foot, I'm quite sure, you know what I'm saying, he would have been feeling the same way, you know what I'm saying, shouting foul play, nigga, holler at me, get at me, what's up, let's resolve this, let's do whatever we need to do.
Whether it's
one way or another, nigga, we need to come with some type of, Is we beefing? Is we partners?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And for him to call in and say, nah, man, you know, this is what I'm on. You know what I'm saying? And I support what you're doing, and you know what I'm saying? Hopefully you support what I'm doing, and we can come up with a mutual agreement to get this paper to get these kids. You know what I'm saying? And these artists, what it is that they looking for through both our services together. You know what I'm saying? In the same city. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Right.
Like I said, I'll be out there in the next 30, 45 days living there. So, you know, I'm definitely all in. You know, me and my uncle, the real Freeway Ricky Ross, you know what I'm saying? We all in with y'all, you know what I'm saying? Because we definitely for the kids. We for the community, you know what I'm saying? For the young and coming unsigned hype artists via unsigned.com, unsigned radio. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm fucking with. I'm fucking with the streets. I'm a street nigga, and that's what I'm fucking with.
Okay. Check this out, man. I your boy Khalil Brown is on the other end. Papa Dad on the other end, man. He want to say something to you real quick. Go ahead, Khalil.
Yeah.
Hey, man, before y'all hang up, I'm going to keep it real, too. Uncle, mad love to my Uncle Montrell. But, oh, boy, he kept it real. I'm a hood nigga. I'm from the projects, born and raised. He kept it so hood. I salute you, my nigga, because he could have called in and was like, I got my people, you got your people, let's meet up. He kept it real, my nigga. So I salute you, fam. We got your back. FMG for life. Unsigned hype over here for life. You know what I'm saying? That's mad love to everybody that's online. This is a great show. Wow.
That's what it was. That's what it was. That's what it was. That's what I wanted to make sure that I did it live on the show and this, that, and the other so everybody can hear. I know we have another caller on the show, 714-705. Who is this? Who is this?
Oh, hey, it's D.
We got the phone up.
Batman.
What up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, who is this?
SD Jones.
Oh, what's
up,
D? What up, man? Hey, we got 2 minutes left in the show, man. I just wanted to let y'all niggas know on the real tip that that's why I bring that nigga on the show, to let y'all know that we can squash beef between us starting here. It don't have to escalate to the street and this, that, and the other. So that's why I had to have my real niggas on the show to have my back, so we could all do this collectively, so everybody know and everybody know, okay, then, nigga, we discussed this. This is how it was, and this is how we're going to do. This is the real treaty and real business of being taken care of in the start of 2014. Whoever else want to speak real quick before we get off the air, D. Jones, what you got to say?
Hey, real quick, you know me. I'm just calling to show that respect, you know what I'm saying, all right, from Denver. I also wanted to let you know, is you coming out to the show in January? So I'm going to put you on the spot.
January, coming, what's
nigga.
The date? What's the date?
January 19th.
I'm going to have to work it because I'll be out there the 26th. So let's make it pop one way or another.
Okay, and you also know we got two scoops from the Dove Shack's official birthday that same night, too.
Okay, we're going to have to make it do what it do. But listen, y'all, I appreciate all y'all niggas calling in and everything. You know what I'm saying? It's going down like this. You know, big shout-out to my man Montrell, you know, from calling in from FMG. Big shout-out to my man Papa Dad. You know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to my man D. Jones out there in Denver, Colorado. And I just want to let y'all know that we can squash anything. We can come together and work together doing anything. We just have to communicate. We just have to slow down. We just have to think. My man Montrell came on the air and told me, no, Fat Man, think that shit out first, my nigga. My nigga Khalil came on and was like, hold on, Fat Man, let's hear his side. Big shout out to my man DJ So Hype. It's all good, player, you know what I'm saying? It is now unsignedhypeworld.com. Y'all make sure y'all check it out. Look here, I got to get up out of here. Love, peace, hair grease, you know what I'm saying, and chicken too. Y'all take care of somebody. Next time, I'll be back to get at you, all right? Y'all, this is your boy Fat Man coming to you live from Las Vegas. We about to get up out of here with Demi Dago and some audio crack.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm in the kitchen cooking crack. Get in. Breaking it down. Put it in back. Straight, drop. Audio crack. Breaking it down. Put it in back. Straight, drop.